Listening to Right Back At You, the 2000s pop music podcast where we have fun taking pop music seriously. Hosted by, he puts the ho in ho ho ho, David Lim. And me, you can find me down Santa Claus Lane, Joel Babington. Hello, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good, JB. Good to see you. Our final episode of 2023.
Can you believe it?
Where has the time gone, JB?
I've only just started doing my New Year's resolutions this month, so they can just be, I can just say I'm getting a head start on next year.
You absolutely can, yeah. I mean, at this stage, we can park it to January. I don't want any more emails about stuff. It's like, let's pick this up in a new year.
Yeah, let's circle back in the new year.
That's mentally where I'm at, yeah.
Well, especially for you, David, because You've got, you're a month ahead of us kind of when you really are clocking off and circling back in the new year.
I am. So we are recording this quite far in advance because I am taking a month off to spend some time with family in Australia. Last night, I had my 10 years in London celebrations, which is designed to be a couple of weeks early because I will actually be in Australia when my actual 10 years falls. You were there. All my lovely friends were there. I invited some people from work from the old days, decided to do it in a pub next door to my old office where I started work, where this crazy London life really started for me. So
swinging London town. David Lim, thank you firstly for the invite.
Of course.
It was such a treat to be there. All your friends are so wonderful. There was so much love for you in the room. And yes, the Right Back At You boys are a little fragile today, but it's for the best possible reasons because we were celebrating a decade of you being here with us. And I did drunkenly tell you last night, David, but thank you. You are, without a doubt, I was thinking about it, you are the most important friendship I've made in my 20s. Oh, but you know, you have your friends from childhood, friends you pick up along the way. And then you are the most important friend I've made as an adult. Aww. So thank you very much.
Oh, JB. I mean, yeah, it's true, actually. When we met, you weren't in your 30s yet. As much as I like to age you up in this podcast. On the cruise ship in 2001. Working away. Oh, but yeah, it was such a lovely feeling and atmosphere, and I cannot even believe it. 10 years in swinging London town, and we've been doing this podcast for, what, over 5 years now. So you think about that, it's just kind of like, damn, like, where did the time go? But at the same time, we're permanently living in the noughties anyway.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
Time is a construct. But yeah, 10 years at the top for our DL, and he's now going to celebrate with a much-deserved month home in Australia. So if you see him at the airport or in Australia, please do not disturb him. He's giving that Paloma Faith tweet energy.
No, please disturb me. If you love our podcast, please let me know. We always love it when people come up to us and show their appreciation and love. And that brings me to the point. Look, thank you guys for all the love that you've given us this year and every year. If you've been listening for a while, you know, if you've shared our podcast, if you've listened, you've told a friend, come up to us in public to say hi. We bloody love it.
Please do. Please do. But it was always such a joy. Whenever we meet any of you, when we're at these amazing pop events, and it just feels like we're sharing it all together.
There was someone last night that came up to you and was like, oh, I know you, like, or something. They said that to the effect that I know your voice. It's the JB in 3D.
couple of people did, actually.
Yeah, but a few fans in the room.
But you know what, guys? Instead of us reading a lovely 5-star review today, you can give us the lovely Christmas gift of leaving us a glowing 5-star review. So wherever you're listening to this podcast, hit subscribe, hit that 5 stars and leave a glowing review. Share it with a pop-loving friend. And of course, as always, follow us at Right Back Pod on all social platforms. So, Davo, what are we here doing today?
JB, we always wanted to do some sort of Christmas special at the end of the year. And I'm always the one that's like, I'm not really sure what idea we should do. You're probably more festive than I am. So we had a few suggestions, but in the very last minute, we decided, since you love the Disney girlies so much, and we really haven't done enough of the Disney pop acts this year, my gift to you this Christmas is this episode.
Thank you so much, David Ann. I wasn't expecting it at all. But yes, in classic Right Back At You fashion, an episode is planned and then there's a creative reworking to it right till the very last minute. But that keeps it fresh and zesty for us and for you guys. So yes, today we have both picked 4 tracks each from beloved Disney Channel girlies, and we are sharing them with each other and with you. And we're going to have a fun, festive time.
Absolutely. Now, a few of these tracks were taken from the Disney Channel Christmas Hits compilation album, as it's titled here in Europe. Now, that one came out in 2007, but really, we're going all over the noughties. And I know there are a couple in particular that JB is frothing at the mouth to talk about, especially since we haven't done this particular artist's Christmas album. If you're a Hilary Duff fan, this is coming up. Stay tuned. A bit of spoiler.
Yeah, coming up.
Big surprise.
And a few girlies having their Right Back At You debuts today as well. So, David, shall we jump right into it?
All right. You should go first. What's your first choice, JB?
Firstly, I am going to go with Hannah Montana, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Love this one.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Later we'll have... As all the songs are going to be today, it's fun, it's festive. Like pure Hannah style, it's a little bit rocky, but it gives you the energy up to 11. You've not heard Rocking Around the Christmas Tree until you've heard the Hannah Montana version.
I actually prefer her version out of all the versions I've ever heard, I think. This is a real favorite on my Christmas playlist. We love a bubblegum rock moment, but also this, I feel like she should still perform this. Why hasn't she done it in recent years? It would still really suit her voice and her style, wouldn't it?
It absolutely would. Look, Al Miley does pick songs out of the vault every now and then. So maybe one Christmas, when she's had a little Christmas sherry, she might fancy giving it a good go. Now, if you're listening here going, why are you saying Hannah Montana and not Miley Cyrus? This is a Hannah Montana track. It is Miley Cyrus as Hannah Montana. So David and Liam and listeners, if you follow me on Instagram at Dr_JoelB, every year I do share a throwback cruise ship performance. So in 2010, I'm a dancer on Costa Cruises. We had to prepare a dance to do on Christmas Day. And we were going through songs. What are we going to create a new routine to?
Much like how we prepare for this episode, yep.
Much like how we, exactly the same. And we were going through songs and then we heard this one and it was just like we all gasped and our jaws went on the floor and we were like, this is perfect. You know, the energy is there. And yes, so just such fun memories of that. We were performing it actually on the deck by the pool that day, not in the theatre. The sun was shining and I was giving it 12 out of 10, not even 11
yes,
out of 10.
The footage shows. Were you dressed as elves?
We had just really ropey costumes, to be honest. They were like red and white. It was just general Christmas vibes of, you know, you work with what you've got. And the funniest thing was, so it was all the dancers. dancing to the Hannah track. So the singers weren't part of it and they were watching. And the male singer said to me after, Joel, you would have thought you were Hannah Montana the way you were going for it in that performance. And I was like, thank you very much.
And you still had the blonde hair at the time.
Oh, this was peak swishy blonde hair, yeah. I was like living my male Hannah Montana truth.
Absolutely loved it. So how many times did you get to perform that, given that it was only for the Christmas period? Was it a one-off?
One and done. One-off. One-off spectacular.
Oh my God. That is a rare performance then for those that were lucky enough to
be
on board.
A real rarity.
To see the JB.
My older sister Faye was on board that time. She came to see me at Christmas.
Was that who filmed it?
Possibly. I think it was either her or maybe it was the male singer that filmed it. But yeah, I mean, look, 2010, it was like just pre the like iPhone era that we're in now properly. So we're lucky to have that footage, to be honest.
Yeah. It was on a digital camera, wasn't it?
On a digital camera, yes.
Uploaded to MySpace shortly after.
But yeah, we did the occasional seasonal things. What else did we do? We did a dance to Thriller for Halloween as a one-off. And we did a dance to this thing called love, this crazy little thing called love, the day William and Kate got married.
Stop it. You were on the cruise when that happened?
Yeah. And they screened it in the theatre.
Wow, what an event. Crazy little thing called love. The JD shimmying in front of the live broadcast.
Congrats, William and Kate. So, yes, this was on the Disney Channel holiday album from 2007 that you mentioned earlier. But our Hannah did perform it in 2006 on the Walt Disney Christmas Parade. And then in 2008, Miley Cyrus performed it as Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
At the Rockefeller Center for New Year's Eve, or for Christmas, or for New Year's Eve, something like that. And then, of course, me on the cruise in 2010.
Add that to the performance, IMDb.
Yeah. Maybe Miley will do it again. Maybe I'll do it again. I need to add it to the Wikipedia and then a direct link to my Instagram.
Please do, yeah.
So anyway, that is our first Christmas song of the episode. David, what's your first Christmas song of the episode?
All right. For this playlist, I'm giving you Cheetah Girls' Cheetah-licious Christmas. Let's deck the halls with spots of cheetah. Let's have some Christmas fun, yeah. If you want to be, ooh, a Christmas cheetah, we can show you.
What a banger.
Oh my God, JB. Now, you know me, I love a R&B vocal. So when you've got like an R&B girl group giving it all that, I'm very here for it. So this is taken from the 2005 Cheetah-licious Christmas album by the Cheetah Girls. By the way, we've done an episode on the Cheetah Girls and 3LW. If you want to go all the way back to episode 14, that's a real throwback. At this point in the Cheetah Girls' career, I mean, they were a massive deal. That first Cheetah Girls film came out 2 years earlier in 2003. That soundtrack was a US Top 40 smash on the Billboard 200. Mm-hmm. We're sort of in between the Cheetah Girls films at this point, mm-hmm. one and two. So they decided to drop this Christmas album 10 months before the second Cheetah Girls film. I guess it was just to get the fan base warmed up, get a bit of rotation on Radio Disney.
And enough to confuse us.
Yes. Only three of the Cheetahs were on this. No Raven Simonier.
They're in the first two films, at least, they're a four-piece. Third film, they're a three-piece. But as a live touring act, they were a three-piece. So the first taste of that is this Christmas album, also the song on the Chicken Little soundtrack. Very confusing as a young child. Did it make sense? No. But was it viable for Disney and the girls? Yes. But David, what a banger this song is.
Santa's got a new look. He's dressed up in cheetah spots and all the reindeer too. Chanel's decorating. Aqua's got cookies baking. Dorinda's wrapping presents for you.
The music video is so camp. It's brilliant. It basically said, Gearites at Christmas. You know, it's an upbeat number, but they are giving you routine. They're giving you more routine than it deserves, and I love them for that.
That is a 12 out of 10 JB cruise ship style performance level.
They had a green screen, a Christmas wardrobe from Target, 20 quid budget, and a dream. You know, Poppers was on set that day, I bet. The energy was there. They were giving it. I mean, Cheetah Holiday, could that be Winter Pride?
Where is the Butlins booking? Can you imagine?
Oh my God, yeah.
The final Mighty Hoopla Weekender headliner surprise, Cheetah Girls. A Cheetalicious New Year.
Yeah. I was feeling a bit trolly earlier, and I was really tempted to put on Twitter, Cheetah Girls confirmed to headline Brighton Pride.
Stop it. Do you remember we got in trouble for that?
You.
I got in trouble. You.
You.
You're being very Nadine about this. That tweet had nothing to do with me. You should know I had no part to play in that. When I tweeted that thing from our account about S Club Juniors reuniting for Brighton Pride.
Yeah, so David went rogue. He got the password and he went rogue on Twitter saying S Club Juniors are confirmed to headline Brighton Pride. It went all around the towns and everything.
Because Aaron Renfrew was stoking the flames. He shared it on his Insta stories.
Of course. Yeah, he got the joke. There was another member, we won't say who, that did message us being like, where have you heard about this? And we were like, sorry, it's a joke. I was like, David, what have you done?
Yeah, you've upset someone now.
All right, David. Well, thank you so much for that glorious choice. I'm going to keep the poppers out and we're going to move on to my next choice, which is the legendary Ashley Tisdale cover of Last Christmas. There's a performance of this song which really does the rounds. Gay Twitter, pop Twitter, royalty. But yeah, if this is your first time coming to it, which I'm sure it's not, 2007, the Rockefeller Christmas tree lighting ceremony. And I would say this is the best pop Christmas performance of all time. Ashley has given us a fantastic version of George Michael's, it's Wham, isn't it? A fantastic version of Wham's Last Christmas. It is up there with Billy Piper's cover.
Oh my God.
I would say it's the best cover of all the covers in the world.
I do obviously love this song, as we all do. Ashley brings a certain kind of sparkliness to it and very like, I'm a hot girly and I shouldn't be sad this Christmas. Look what you've done to me kind of attitude.
The song starts, you know, slow, mid-tempo-y. It's like she's Ashley. And then the beat kicks in.
It's Sharpay.
And Sharpay is here. This performance, it's like that isn't Ashley, that is Sharpay. People were like, why is she doesn't, this song doesn't need to be performed like that. Yes, it does.
If you're not bringing that for Radio Disney, then why are you even doing the track? That's the whole point.
She also did perform a much more subdued version at the 81st Thanksgiving Day parade.
No poppers there.
No poppers. But yeah, we need that. Again, Hoopla booking. Ashley Tisdale doing Last Christmas at the final Hoopla Butlins. That would be me crying my heart out.
I think this is on my Christmas playlist. I will have to check, but there's possibly one too many versions of Last Christmas already. So okay. According to JB, get that.
This should trump it.
Get that added on there. Toot sweet.
Toot sweet, please. Interestingly, for some reason, this Disney Channel holiday album on Spotify, this song's greyed out, but luckily our Ashley said no chance. So it's up as an Ashley Tisdale single, gorgeous cover art, everything.
Exactly. She's saying every territory in the world deserves this. And that artwork is from the He Said, She Said promo, I believe. Yes. It's the same couch and leather outfit or whatever, but it's got the kind of gradient green to red because it's Christmas. Stream it. Let's get it to a Christmas number one. That will be the greatest gift for our JB.
Absolutely. So, Davo, I feel like your next choice might align with you literally going home for the holidays.
Yes, indeed. So my second choice for our Christmas playlist here is Kiki Palmer's Home for the Holidays.
My hometown, my friends around, is what I really miss, yeah. And all the good times that we share. And even though I know I've been gone for way too long, coming back is the best. I'm getting close, I'm almost there.
Like you, Kiki, I've got that Out of Office on. Love this lyric. We can celebrate from November to December. Yes, I'm going to be home. I'm going to be home for the year. Bye.
This is such a bop. And I think this is going to be stuck in my head all Christmas. And I am not mad about that at all. We must give shout out to Kiki Palmer. Well, first and foremost, for just being an absolute legend. But this girlie, our Kiki, in the 2000s and early 2010s, she is booked and busy. She is getting checks from both Disney Channel and Nickelodeon.
Yeah, how come she was allowed to do that?
Because she was on Disney. She was like, should we say, like a bubbling understar of Disney Channel. She was in Jump In. She's appearing on Disney stuff. She had a Disney pilot, but they didn't lock her in for a full TV show.
Yeah.
So Nickelodeon has swooped in, and that's where True Jackson was on.
Right, okay.
So she was a Nick girly, but she really was the handshake emoji of both.
Now, this is, again, taken from the Disney Channel Christmas Hits compilation. It is like a lot of these songs that we're talking about today, written by Matthew Gerrard and Robbie Neville. They seem to be behind, like, they were the machine, basically, behind a lot of these Disney songs and recordings.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, David, and thank you, Kiki. Now we are going to get into one of my all-time favourite pop stars. It is our Hilary Duff with Santa Claus Lane. Now, David, this was used for the major motion picture, The Santa Claus 2, and was also the title track off of Hilary Duff's Christmas album. She was soft launching her music career, and she was soft launching it hard. She was getting it on the movie soundtrack. She's getting a full Christmas album out there. She performed it on Disney Channel's The Movie Surfers, and then this was used as a music video of the song. It was interwoven with clips from The Santa Claus 2, and she performed it at Walt Disney World's Christmas Day Parade 2002. Whereas Ashley's kept us wanting more, Hillary is saying, I'm going to give you more and you will still want more. And I have it on vinyl.
I know you do. Look, we're moving on with all the other Hillary releases, as we will next year. So, you know, we sadly won't get a chance to dive into this album, but I was wondering if there were any other songs you wanted to shout out while we're here.
Yes, absolutely. Tell me a story. Hey, Hillary, we're going to make them dance this Christmas. Tell me a story. I believe, oh, I believe all things are possible on Christmas Eve. Wish for it. You just might get it.
Who's the feature on that one?
The feature is... It is Lil Romeo.
So they really were trying Hillary out for lots of different styles here, right? They were doing the kind of rocky stuff, throwing a bit of hip-hop R&B.
Yeah, she's got a duet with our girl Christina Milian on the album.
Her sister Hayley.
And then one of my other favourites is When the Snow Comes Down in Tinseltown. It opens with spoken word. Dear Santa, I live in Hollywood, but it's not like in the movies. And then it goes all dead rocky. When the snow comes down in Tinseltown. I mean, death metal, really. The album peaked at 154 on the US Billboard 200 and 95 in Canada, 134 on the Japanese album charts, and it peaked at number 2 on the US Kids Albums chart. and it is certified gold in America.
Wow. And platinum in the JB's household.
Right, Devo, what do you have next for us?
Okay, JB, moving on to another Disney girly. I have Vanessa Hudgens with Winter Wonderland.
Vanessa Ann Hudgens.
She is an Ann. I love this about her. Vanessa Ann Hudgens. Now, we really don't talk enough about Vanessa's music. First and foremost, I love Winter Wonderland. I think it's one of my favorite Christmas classics. And we're at a time where this recording came out in 2009, so it's quite a few years since the High School Musical Mania. Because wasn't the film like in 2006 or something?
The first film was 2006, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like
straight up followed with 2007 for the second one, yeah.
Yeah, it was really like at this time, peak High School Musical Mania. It was the most watched film that year with 7.7 million viewers in its premiere broadcast in the US. So you couldn't move without seeing High School Musical and their stars anywhere. But what I loved is, you know, the kind of around this time and the subsequent years, Vanessa did go on to forge an acting career and release two albums, 2006 V and also Identified in 2008. I guess when this cover came out the following year, maybe there weren't any more plans to release more music. But what I really love about it is we're seeing a different side to her musically. You know, this is giving more jazzy, more Norah Jones style.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we'll help you tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland.
I really love it when our pop girls turn their hand to do something jazzy. It really reminds me of when Kylie Anne, did the Abbey Road sessions. And we got to just hear her voice in a different way, and it's really beautiful.
Yeah, and us at our future Bryce Rees Adele concert. Now, David and Lim, I need to ask, this song was brand new to me. I didn't know this existed. You outdid me. How did you come across this song? Where did you find this exactly?
Oh, I just typed in Disney Christmas songs on Google. I'm not going to lie.
It's quite simple, really.
Yeah, it's not one I've had up on my playlist for decades, I'm afraid. But I did come across this and I thought, oh, I wonder what Vanessa would sound like doing this song. And I was instantly blown away. I was like, okay, absolutely needs to be my pick for this episode. This gorgeous cover, JB, was on a very special Christmas 7 compilation album. The artwork was designed by Keith Haring and the proceeds from the sales went to benefit the Special Olympics. So shout out Vanessa Ann for representing.
Charitable queen. Okay, David, my final song for the playlist, for our Crizzy Tizzy playlist, is Greatest Time of Year by everyone's favourite sister duo, Ali and AJ. Now, this song was written by Ali and AJ with Antonia Armato and Tim James, who were the co-founders of Rock Mafia.
Oh, okay. That Rock Mafia that would, yeah, work with Miley and so many others. This one is a banger, JB. This is on my Christmas playlist for sure.
Yeah, which is quite interesting for you because it's like rocky, acoustic-y, but he loves to get into it. The DL loves to get into it. So much like Hilary Duff's Santa Claus Lane, this was used for the Santa Claus 3. And the girls got this song out and about everywhere. It's on Santa Claus 3. It's on this Disney Channel CD that we've mentioned a lot. And of course, it is on the girls' Christmas album, Acoustic Hearts of Winter. And as of this month, November 2023, David, will be December when you're listening to this, the girls have released a new version, the Ali and AJ version of the song for their new Christmas EP, Lonesome Dove. So this song is a gift that keeps on giving.
There's a special kind of feeling in the air. It only happens at this time of year, when everyone is filled with love and cheer, 'cause that's what matters. Pretty paper boxes.
I love that they co-wrote this. I believe this is the only song that we'll discuss in this episode that's written by the artists.
I thought Ashley Tisdale and George Michael wrote Last Christmas together.
You know, that formidable writing duo of George Michael, yes, and Ashley Tisdale.
The great, the absolute only musical the great staples. This has a fabulous music video of the girls performing with their guitars, intercut with scenes from the Santa Claus 3. It is dead rocky at winter vibes.
I'm just looking at the acoustic Hearts of Winter artwork. Isn't it funny how, like, hair and makeup can make someone look very different? Like, they look older here than they do now. Something about the Carrie Underwood style hair and makeup and glam, or Catherine Jenkins style glam, that's just...
Oh, Kathy Jenks.
It's giving a different aura, let's just say.
But this is giving very much Christian pop girlies releasing a Christmas album. They're proud Christian pop girlies, but they're also proud advocates for equality and for the LGBTQ plus community. So we love that about our girls.
But I love that, yeah, they had this Hollywood Records release. It's, of course, a mixture of covers and originals. The album made number 78 on the Billboard 200. Not everybody has that.
Not everybody has that. That's higher than Hillary's. Now, what they did do, David, okay, what they did do, they did a couple of performances. They performed this on the 2006 Walt Disney Christmas Day Parade. And more fascinating to me, they performed it on CD USA, which was the America's short-lived answer to CD UK.
So they took the format of CD UK and tried to make it happen in America in a time where we had TRL to compete with. That's what they, yeah, that's what they were going up against. Okay, interesting. We kind of needed a show like that, though.
Yeah, you know, we need shows like that again. Well, David, last but certainly no means least, please can you give us your final choice for our Christmas playlist?
JB, have to give a shout out to Christy Carlson Romano's Best Time of the Year.
Don't believe in
I love that both of us, for our last songs, it's like something, something of the year. Greatest time of the year. Best time of the year. We're ending it with optimism. Now, the start of this song, JB, apart from the bells, it really reminds me of Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine.
Ah.
The drums. I love this kind of 80s new wave rock. I think this really, really works for me. And Christy sounds amazing doing it. Now, Christy, for those who don't know, is most famous for being the voice of Kim Possible.
Mm-hmm.
This song, look, to be honest with you, JB, I didn't know that she had a dabble in the music side of things.
Oh, yes.
Our Christy had an album, but it was more like a compilation album released.
It was a 7-track EP, really. I had it on CD.
Are we talking about the same thing, like the compilation album of all her soundtrack moments?
Yeah. I had that CD imported. I was a Disney Channel stan. I love Al Christie. I love Christie. She loves to do these, like, clickbaity YouTube videos. And she did one about how Katy Perry stole her music career.
Oh, okay. Click. Watching that.
Yeah. But they're all, you know, they're serious but fun. And sort of with a wink, she knows what she's doing. But she basically, like, her and Katie both recorded the same demo. And I think she was in a development deal or something, or they were both sort of having meetings with the same person. And then Katie ended up getting a deal.
Which song was it that she talked about?
It was just both a demo for both of them. It wasn't ever released, but it is on YouTube.
Wow. Okay.
So if you go on YouTube and put Christy Carter Romano, Katy Perry, I'm sure the song comes up. But, you know, our Christy's got a Broadway background, so there's a little bit more of like a Broadway twang to it.
Yeah, because she did do Beauty and the Beast, didn't she? And it says here that she signed a record deal with Atlantic Records after doing Beauty and the Beast, but the person who signed her left Atlantic, so her deal wasn't honored or something like that, which is such a shame. But it turns out, you know, she's written with Cara Diaguardi, The Matrix, had a couple of songs placed in movies and stuff like that. So it really felt like for Christy it almost happened, but it just didn't quite get that big launch that she wanted, you know? What a shame.
Yeah, Hollywood Records should have snapped her up. We've got Let's Bounce from Princess Diaries 2.
I wonder why they were hesitating. Do you think they were, like, trying to see how that compilation album would sell, just to see if there's demand for it?
Maybe.
You know, they're looking at their spreadsheet. Okay, we've got an import here from the JB in Essex.
Get her booked at the Queen's Theatre, Hornchurch ASAP. Christy's from the Hilary Duff era of Disney Channel, and we see it so now as Disney Channel girly, you have to sing, you have to act, you have to do it all. But Hilary was the first, and people, like, it was, Hilary had to break down barriers to do that, because it was very much a slay in your lane situation. It wasn't you do everything. But after Hilary and her great success, it was then you do everything. And that's what gave us Miley, Selena, Demi. So whereas Christy was trying to navigate that at the same time as Hilary, they're probably only pushing one person, unfortunately.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
You know how fast the music industry is. They're already on to the next bunch of kids, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't know her as an actor per se, whereas Hilary had obviously the TV show Lizzie McGuire, where you saw her face every week.
Well, yeah, Christy was on Even Stevens as well.
Was she a main character?
Yeah, she was the co-lead of Even Stevens.
Oh, okay, right. Sorry, Christy.
Oh, it's fantastic, David.
That one passed me by.
So yeah, she was famous for that. But yeah, I mean, look, Christy is still doing amazing now. She has several podcasts. She does a podcast with Chelsea from That's So Raven. And then she also has the Vulnerable podcast, where she has a lot of child actors on and they honestly talk about their times in the industry. So,
oh, wow.
Our Christy is still killing it, doing stuff. But I would love to see Christy come and do like an adult pop album now.
I need to, I'm still processing the podcast ventures that she has. I need to listen to that Vulnerable one.
She runs her own podcast company.
Wow. Okay, Christy.
So then she has other like people from Wizards of Waverly Place doing a recap podcast, other kid shows. She's really conquering the market.
She's built her own empire there.
Christy, we are available. But yes, David, so not only is Christy saying this is the best time of year, she's getting dead bloody rocky. It opens with the lyrics, I always think of what never came, but I always think of the Novocaine, which is a local anesthetic.
A bit raw, a bit edgy for a Disney release Christmas song. What I really, really, truly love about this song, though, JB, is that it is written by Right Back At Ya fave and queen, Vitamin C, a.k.a. Colleen Fitzpatrick.
Colleen! The VC at Crizzy.
I guess by this point, Colleen was, yeah, more focused on writing for other artists. On that side of, yeah, kids pop, teen pop.
She had had Volare on the Lizzie McGuire movie soundtrack, and she ran with it. Now, I was so excited when you pointed out that Al Colleen co-wrote this song. It was just like, oh, we have to have a bit of the VC on Right Back At Ya. And I also need to say again, if you've missed it on our socials, I have had a real 360 with Colleen's music. When we did our Vitamin C episode, I wasn't 100% on board. But David Lim's impact is consistently enduring. And I am like second in line at the Vitamin C stand club.
I absolutely love it. I knew it was a bit of you. Like, I knew you would come around to it.
if anyone out there listening does have any connections to legend Colleen, we would love to have her on as a guest in 2024. I'm putting it out there. So pop fans, do your thing. Let's get our Colleen on the pod.
Do you think Christy would have a connection, surely, with her vast network? Okay, one for the New Year's resolutions, JB. Number one, get signed to Christy's podcast network. Number two, get Christy to get the VC.
To give the VC a ring.
In that order. Thank you.
in that order. Thank you, baby. I mean, wow, what a way to end the episode. I also love, though, that Christy is on this album in 2007. I guess, when did Kim Possible end? Because
2007.
Oh, well, there we go. Current queen.
I'm sorry, I just saw this. Did you know Kim Possible's middle name is Anne?
No. No way.
Kimberly Ann Possible. That's what it says on Wikipedia.
Oh, that is fabulous. This is why I've been a Christy stan for 20 years.
Listen, if you're listening to this podcast for the first time and wonder why these two loons absolutely obsessed with the middle name Anne, this is something we've been talking about for 5 years. We love coming across like pop stars' middle names and just randomly discovering that most of them are called Anne.
I mean, it's one of the best middle names of all time.
That's why I'm David Ann Lim.
I mean, look, we've got Kylie Ann, Jessica Ann, Kimberly Ann, Tina Ann.
Vanessa Ann Hudgens.
Vanessa Ann Hudgens. All the girlies are here. Well, Davo, that wraps up our Christmas playlist. Now, we know you're going back down under. Now, David, do you think there'll be any good club PAs or anything while you're there? Will there be a young diva performing?
Oh, do you know who's performing? Our friend Tom Aspall is playing in Melbourne the first week I'm back.
Yes.
So I need to see Tom Aspall.
Yes, you need to get to that.
I'm having a family Christmas lunch early in the day, so I know I'll be all Christianed out by the end. I need to have some sin, a bit of gay sin in my life, so I need to see Tom Aspall. That's the way I need to end my night. What about you, JB?
Well, me and Alex are off to Berlin for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we booked a last-minute trip. Was that get that fire exit door?
You going clubbing? I mean, what's the vibe at Christmas in Berlin?
We'll go clubbing. We'll go for lovely meals, all the Christmas markets, all that kind of stuff. Just have a bloody great time, you know?
Amazing. Well, I'll be back for New Year's Eve. So, yeah. We can have a little drinky then.
Absolutely, absolutely. Listen, listeners, one more time, a huge big thank you from us, the Right Back At You Boys. You know, without you guys, we wouldn't be doing this. So thank you so much for supporting, listening, sharing all the pop love with us. We are on this journey together and we cannot wait to just continue doing even more of this next year. People have started saying again, I haven't had it in a while. People have started saying to me again, do you worry you'll run out of topics? And I'm like, no, darling, you got to see the spreadsheet. We've only just done Lost Girl Bands Volume 1. And, you know, look, the library's now open with the Right Back At You Book Club. So the possibilities.
Oh, yes, that too.
Are endless. Rightio. All right, everyone have an amazing Christmas. So please do go and listen to our Christmas playlist with all these tracks and more. This is Right Back At You, the 2000s pop music podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us at Right Back Pod on all social platforms. Hit that follow button. Hit that subscribe button. Please leave us a glowing 5-star review. Tell your pop-loving friends. You can follow me at Dr_JoelB and you can follow him at
@LoveLimmy.
Until next time, we'll see you in the new year. Bye.
Bye. Bye.